coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back here on a Friday. Another road report coming in. Dennis, how bad was it coming from Brilliant?
Oh, I didn't come from Brilliant. I came from my mom and dad.
I was going to say Brilliant. Hey.
Appletown. It took 55 minutes to get here.
No, who was I thinking? Is Frank living Brilliant?
Frank.
Yeah, Frank lives in Brilliant. That's
right.
What I was thinking.
Yep.
So how was Appleton, the road up?
It wasn't bad till you got to Kakana, exit 154 north. It was bad.
Okay.
There's at least five vehicles in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
I saw at least three vehicles being towed.
Wow.
At that time. And
And
one of them was a Toyota Prius, and that was the first one that got pulled over.
Oh.
And once you know it, as soon as I got back on the, got it getting back up to speed sort of by 45, 50 miles an hour, what kind of vehicle do you think I saw right next to me? Another Toyota Prius.
those electric cars.
Boogie, oogie, oogie.
Ooh.
So anyway, our guest will not be live.
That's correct.
But we got Eric, who's a guest.
Hi.
Eric,
I made
Brownson.
It from Appleton, too.
You can do it. He did it.
It wasn't that good. It always takes is like a snowfall that when we haven't had one for a while, just to remind everyone that they don't know how to drive in the snow.
So
yeah,
many Yahoos driving way too fast.
It's like, oh yeah, everybody forgot.
Especially me. That's why I just walked down the stairs.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm going to do everybody a favor and not drive today.
But you're right.
Thank
though.
You for that.
And you know the funny part, not the funny part, but the
not sorry.
The interesting part. How many times you see pickup trucks in the ditch?
Yeah, because they get overconfident.
Exactly.
And this one drives a huge truck.
Thanks
huge.
For noticing.
It's not even jacked up.
It's pretty big.
We've got some actual musicians in the studio. So you guys both heard.
So I did hear the Today When I Was Mayor debut.
Yeah, can I get some feedback from
lyrically,
you guys? Yeah.
Amazing. Yes, that was,
yeah,
that was so on
flight.
Point.
Okay. Yep. Instant classic, man.
Yeah. It like when someone said very Neil Diamond-esque,
Jim's got something to say.
Totally.
Oh. Okay.
It totally was very Neil Diamond-esque.
I've learned how to laugh.
Jim, I've learned how to cry.
Jim,
he only said lyrically. He didn't say. Maybe he's still had more to say, Todd.
I don't know. It seems kind of silent over there.
Jim?
Dennis?
He's cutting off.
It was on point.
It was perfect.
It was on point.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it was like when someone compared it to Neil Diamond, like that's exactly what I thought of.
Yeah.
Like it was like a very, like a live, Neil Diamond live, you know?
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Hot August night.
Yeah.
Whoever in blue jeans, babe.
Another glass of whiskey.
Speaking of Neil Diamond, has anyone ever seen the tribute act Eric Diamond?
No.
Yes.
So he's played like open for Ask Your Mother a couple times.
Really?
He is phenomenal.
He is
really good.
Not Dustin Diamond. Rest in peace.
What's the name of this?
His name is Eric Diamond.
I would love to see this.
Get a chance. So we actually played with him at Summerfest here.
Sure.
And then another time we were both in Fremont same day. And he was like, oh, hey guys, how's it going? I'm like, oh, there's Eric Diamond again. And I'm like, I wonder if he's going to do his Neil Diamond, Johnny Cash cover. And he did. And it was awesome.
I'd love to see him.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Matt from the Meyer Theater. Get him in town again.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Eric Diamond. He's
so
great.
What is going around on the area this weekend?
Well, so today, tonight, our friends over at the Epic Event Center are hosting Skid Row and Buck Cherry.
Definitely. Hell yes.
I love it. I love it, you guys. Skid Row and Buck Cherry, the doors open at 6:15. The show starts at 7:15 p.m. The show is sold out, but you can check your local Ticketstar or Facebook, and I'm sure you can find something. And I'm going to let my dear friend Eric tell us a little bit about Skid Row and Buck Cherry. Well, both my boys.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Well, with Skid Row, Sebastian Bach was the original singer. They do not have him anymore. They broke up a long time ago.
Well,
not getting back together either.
Right. Didn't he?
No, it was there was a big argument.
Ego.
Yeah.
Ego.
It's like, always the ego.
Bach got him on a tour with Kiss, and they were supposed to go do this, and then they fired him, but they still had the tour and everything. It was like a big ordeal.
Oh, wasn't his girlfriend an actress or something?
Which
a big
one?
Name?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Dennis.
I remember one of the supermodels,
and
it's like he was like a not a great looking.
Right.
But it's like he had this unbelievable
supermodel. No, Sebastian Bach was always like boy toy looking. Like he was a pretty boy.
He dated that gal from Married with Children.
Christina Applegate.
That's who it is.
Yep. I love Christina Applegate.
She was very vague about saying who it was, but he's like, nah, man.
But then,
we went out that one time.
You're right.
And
that's
we
what
had
was.
A ball, and she was this, now it was that. And I was like,
well, that is like perfect.
That was her.
I know. It was something else.
All right. But no, so he's no longer with the band, but they got this other guy named Eric Grunwald. So
is he the fourth singer, fifth singer now?
Fourth or fifth. I saw them in a different iteration at, I think it was Rock USA, and it wasn't all that outstanding. But now with this guy, so this guy won, I think it was like Swedish Idol or something
that. He's really talented.
Yeah, the dude's like a monster singer. So
the girls from ABBA were my Swedish idols.
Or so he tells himself.
Ditto.
Yes.
John's thank like, John's
give
like
me,
I
give
wish.
Me, give me a man after midnight.
Waterloo.
John's like, John, so should they take a chance on him?
Every day.
Can you hear the guns, Fernando?
So I used to work with a guy named Fernando, and I'd sing it to him every single day.
That is spectacular.
And he hated me.
I was with a guy from Waterloo, and I used to sing all the time, and he hated me. Yep.
Oh, I love it. Yep. Okay, in another event, John
thanks
Mino.
Thanks for getting back into that.
This,
right.
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes I got to keep on track. This is one just for John Mino, okay? This is called Build Your Own Bluebird House. It is presented by Barkhausen Waterfowl Preserve. It is March 23rd to March 30th. If you have not been to Barkhausen, it's at 2024 Lakeview Drive right in Suamico. The cost is $15 per kit. Purchases are final, no refunds. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Now, this is like the best part, okay? Okay. Easily, I love the music. Here we go. Easily, one of the most recognizable birds in Wisconsin. Bluebirds are a welcome sign of spring, as you can tell outside, right? Build your own bluebird house and learn how to attract these beautiful birds to your yard. The workshop includes in-person instruction, all the building materials, and installation tips. But they do ask that you bring a hammer. So online registration is required. Space is limited. And John Mino may or may not be there because that is his jam.
Yeah, I'm a little discouraged, though, from last year. I built that beautiful cardinal feeder. Never had one cardinal.
What about the squirrels? Do they love it?
The squirrels love it. Like, you can't believe. I got pictures all over my Facebook. Yeah. And I did everything in the world so they couldn't get on it. Aww. That son of a gun would climb a high branch
and then
leap.
Mm-hmm. It's impressive what they'll do to get food.
It's incredible. That thing was swinging like crazy. He was hanging on for dear life. He would jump like 6 feet from this branch of a tree and land right in the middle of that thing.
But what about that water bubbler
breaking
thing
COVID
that
protocol
Jim got,
and everything.
That water bubbler that Jim got you. Did you ever use that? Did that help?
No, I think I lost that.
She's from Wisconsin. She said
turn
water
it
bubbler.
On?
I'm going to this year.
Jim, are you listening?
But I spent so much. That seed isn't cheap. I went to a bird store. Said, what will attract cardinals? Loaded up, diligent every day. Not a single one.
A lot of people.
And they'd be flying all over. That's the thing. They'd be in the trees.
Yeah.
They'd be in the trees.
Yeah, just not John
Mino's
house.
We're not eating that.
I know what attracts cardinals.
A lot of people.
Picky cardinals.
You were known for your bird. A lot of people love your birdhouses.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I'm just a little discouraged now because of that.
You still are a big deal, okay?
I thought you were saying a lot of people gave him the bird.
Huh? That happens.
Yeah.
I got to throw something out there, though. Did you guys see what John Mellencamp was coming to tell? Would it happen to him the other night?
No.
He got booed off the stage, right?
Yeah, no, he got mad at the crowd. The crowd was heckling him, and he shut it down. He quit his show like 10 songs early.
Why?
Because he would be telling stories, and somebody would yell out, you know, play Jack and Diane. Quit talking.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
See, he should have pulled a wedding singer on and be like, well, I have a microphone and you don't.
Yeah. So you will listen to every word I have to say.
Whether you like it or not.
Absolutely.
And what he also should have done, I heard Chappelle do one time. He's like, he's so funny.
Chappelle.
He's like, you know, I get paid for the attempt. So, like, I'm like Evel Knievel. I just have to show up. Whether you find it funny or not, I get paid for the attempt. So,
love him. Love Chappelle.
You win some, you lose some. So, he's one of my favorites.
Oh, he's so funny.
My favorite was the blind white supremacist.
Oh, boy.
Was it Clay Bigsby?
Yes.
The racial draft was another good one.
I say get rid of all. Don't take your mask off. I'm going to take my mask. No, don't take your mask off.
Yeah. The Charlie Murphy tape.
Charlie Murphy. Yes.
Prince.
The Prince one. So
those are great.
The basketball.
The one about Prince.
Yes.
One of her princess sells to play basketball and had pancakes.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. That's like my all-time favorite video.
Well, the funny
ever.
Thing is, so if you look up Prince, though, like he led his high school in assists. Like he was seriously a good basketball player.
At like 5'3".
Yeah. He was a point guard, and I think he still has the school record for assists.
Wow. So that story was legit.
Legit awesome.
Because I didn't know it was all tongue-in-cheek. He was making it up. But it was
and what did you do? He made us pancakes.
Yeah.
and
he was like so serious. I know. Just tell the story.
Part about that thing with Prince is so like he knows like Chappelle was kind of making fun of him, but the ultimate make fun back was Prince used Chappelle's picture of himself on his next album cover.
No.
Yes.
Yes. I did not know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was his kind of way of like, it was funny, Dave. But I went. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Absolutely priceless. Beautiful. Okay, in another really, really exciting event, Walter and I will be at this one. It's called Brickfest Live. It is March
23rd. Legos, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. March 23rd and March 24th. Tickets are still available. They're $20 to $40. This is at the Rush Expo.
This thing is huge.
But wait till you hear this. So Brickfest Live, if you've not heard of it, allows families to enjoy mind-blowing creations from all over the world made entirely of this timeless toy. Children and adults are amazed by life-size Lego models and hands-on building activities that have been assembled to set the imagination free. In addition to seeing the most life-size models and participating in fun building challenges, you get to help build a Guinness World Record-setting floor mosaic. You can express your creativity at the hands-on build zones. Race your brick-built car down the 35-foot-long derby ramps.
Nice.
And build walls of Lego mosaics built by attendees. Enter the glow zone and build with bricks that shine under a black light. But most of to illuminate the fun.
Oh, okay.
And then meet Lego. The Lego Masters are going to be there in the hit TV show.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can play in a brick pit with hundreds of thousands of Legos. So we are super, super excited for that.
Who's the Lego gatekeeper?
Do you know that Lego actually has an underground bunker where they keep every Lego set they've ever made?
Really?
Like they have a copy of it down in a bunker in case something ever happens.
Really?
I guess nuclear meltdown
could be a seed factory, you know?
Do you know that,
like a seed bank.
That's
you know that some guys with post-traumatic stress got into building things with Legos? So it's therapeutic for them?
I'm
true story.
I'm going
to have a guy on talk about that.
Yeah. So that's neat.
Super excited for that one. So,
cool stuff.
Awesome.
Cool stuff. Got anything else, Christy?
That's it for Green Bay.
Dennis, what have we got coming up around here for the next half hour?
Oh, this and that.
Some things.
Okay. All right. We'll be back after this.
The girls on the stage won't play games behind me. But I'll be what I am. A solitary man. Solitary man. I've had a time thing. Love on the rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies.
So this is who I kind of had in mind when I was doing my song.
Got nothing to lose.
You're exactly right.
Perfect.
I mean,
so you just sing the blues. It's really close, isn't it?
Right on the money, brother.
Thanks.
You always are.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And you guys.
Speaking of right on the money, this pie.
How good is that?
Pie. It is so
it
good.
Is. Wow.
I'm not even kidding. That's one of the best pies I've ever tasted.
Angel, you are absolutely incredible. This is absolutely delicious.
You are your
namesake.
Thank
you, Big Wayne and Angel. Oh, my goodness. I'm almost done with mine.
Honey Pie is going to be the most popular pie in Wisconsin.
I think it's going to be.
Not just looked up. It's going to be right up there with Stairway to Heaven.
Mm.
That's how good this is.
You know, I was going to put in the song the lyrics, you know, after I go to the funeral with a tear in my eye. I run back to the office for a piece of honey pie.
There
That's
you go.
Perfect.
But I thought some people might take that the wrong way.
Oh no.
Is there
Not
any other way to take
that.
It?
I call that celebrating life, brother.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, my God. That is delicious. Good job.
I like
job.
How Dennis really is like, great. Just pretend like you had some, like, you know, pie on your face when we come back, so
yeah,
we can talk about
cream?
It.
And
I'm like, I already
whipped cream.
Is
that whipped
did.
Cream, or are you just happy to see
no,
me?
No, I really literally had it on my mustache.
I was going to say, is that nutmeg on there, or are you just trying to be happy?
No.
That was delicious, though, wasn't it?
That was a great pie.
I mean, really, really good. I would order that someplace.
I didn't even know I was going to have pie when I came here.
Yes.
So no.
Yes.
Hey-o.
Got better.
Life is good here in the studios.
Yum, yum, yum.
Talk to us, brother.
What else
What's going on, Dennis?
What have you guys got going on?
Let's talk about your show, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a show. I got a show.
You drove all the way here. Let's talk about
it. He's so humble. I got a show.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Let's talk Canadian.
It's Hortonville. It's Hortonville. Hortonville Lanes, my hometown.
Great place.
We'll be playing there.
Love that place.
They cover all the lanes with like plywood. And the last time I played there, I put my foot through it. So we'll see if I can do it again.
Because
I don't stop jumping. I bounce around too much.
He's a stage breaker.
Yeah. He's a maniac.
Remember how I told you, like, you know, I get a lot of steps in? Last weekend, I got 21,000 in, so.
Wow.
So did I.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
Nice.
Saturday. Sunday was a different story. Sunday was a different story.
2021, I don't remember.
But, yeah. No, Hortonville Lanes is always a good time. It's my hometown unofficially, so.
I love Hortonville.
Yeah. Me too.
I really do.
It's funny,
kidding.
Last time I was here, John, like, knew, like, four people from Hortonville. I was like, hey, do you know Kara Donathan? Yeah. Yeah, she was my brother's third grade teacher. Yeah. Her husband's a dentist, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, Danny Summers.
Yeah,
okay. There you go.
KR, remember KR? Talked like this around the pizza joint in town.
Yes.
Okay.
We also had a infamous teacher, Mr. Sexton. I don't know if anybody. He kind of talked like that.
Oh, I didn't know him.
He scared everyone. Like, like you're a freshman, and that was the first thing he did was scare everybody.
Because of his name?
No, he would be like, I haven't kicked any kids out of my class, but I have thrown them out with the door closed. He'd say stuff like that. Yeah.
Back when you could say stuff like that.
He'd be like, you carve on them desks, I'll carve on you.
Now you have a job.
Oh, my God. No. You have charges against you.
People are so sensitive these days.
Yeah. He got a ticket for smoking. He got a ticket for smoking. He was a football coach. He got a ticket for smoking on the field. Like, he snuck around the bleachers and they called.
You can get a ticket for smoking?
On school property, yes.
Oh, wow.
I got suspended in high school from Zero Falls once for doing that in the gym.
What, did you say Zero Falls?
O'Connell Falls.
Zero Falls?
Same difference, I guess, now.
Okay. Yeah, I think you can only say that if you're from O'Connell Falls.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from the Ville, Hortonville.
Oh, okay. The Ville.
The
that
Ville.
Sounds a lot cooler.
You from
than the
Rose?
Yes.
I'm from my mom and dad, but they don't claim me anymore. I'm no longer a tax write-off. What do they care?
Right. Who went to the smallest high school? Probably you,
without
right?
Without a doubt.
How many kids did you have?
60 in my class.
Okay.
60.
See, we're at 160.
How many?
160 when I was there, but I know it's like way bigger now.
Oh, it's huge now. Yeah.
I had like 13.
You did not.
When I was in
Catholic school, it was that way.
Yeah. Boy, tough call on that one.
No.
I made top 10 in my class. Way to go.
You know what? That's one of those things when you look back at those schools, they didn't seem small because you're, you know, whatever. Sure. But now when you go to some of these high schools, like go to Nina or Fond du Lac, holy
cow.
They're like universities.
Where the hell is Nina?
Have you ever been there to a new high school?
Oh, it's craziness. Yeah.
Mind-boggling.
Looks amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, and that field.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
They have a really nice auditorium, too, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. Phenomenal.
How many millions of dollars did that cost to build
that? I
want to
say, like, 50.
Yeah.
It was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah. Can you show me the picture, John? I'm like, that was mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah. I mean, the whole length, it has to be, like, 200 yards long, was their weight room.
Property tax dollars at work.
No.
We used to have
it was all private.
You guys.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We used to have
all those companies, though. They got money in those companies now.
You ain't lying.
We used to have a class in a trailer. Seriously.
At Zero Falls.
In O'Connell Falls. There was actually a building outside of the school, and it was an actual, like, trailer. That's where we had English class.
Wow.
So we had that at Hortonville, but it was called the bus garage, and that's where all the delinquent kids went.
That's where we did our wrestling for Cologne.
Who were the people, the kids that smoked and did sassy things? No, but that's where I was taught English.
Hey, so I actually went to Fond du Lac High School.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the new one. And it is large, and you only get 3 minutes.
How large
to go
is
from
it?
Class to class.
Three?
And I used to have to go from one end to the other, and you are like booking it, trying to make it.
Would you have to like have all your books for the day?
It's got the biggest enrollment in the state now, doesn't it?
Well, my class had 666 students.
My
school had that.
666?
Wow. Had 4-hour graduation.
You had 666 for your graduating
class? I heard that. That's the only reason I remember.
I caught that too,
so over 2,500 kids in the high school, close to 3,000. Wow.
Yep, there are four principals, and then the main principal. I mean, things have changed clearly. I'm in my 30s here. But yeah, no, it's massive. And it used to get confused for Tichita Prison so often that they had to put on the building in huge letters Fond du Lac High School.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it still
unreal.
Goodrich?
Nope, nope.
You don't use that anymore, huh?
So Goodrich got changed
to Firestone
into, elementary school.
Good year.
Okay. Wow.
Good year now.
That'd be fun. I'd love to sometime go to gone to a huge high school though.
Yeah. I thought Tachita was a girl's name this whole time.
You know everybody. That's just whatever, and you know.
Yeah, I mean 160. I knew everybody, and it was kind of cool that way. But like, I went to Catholic grade school, and there was like 20 in my class.
That's what I had too. It's exactly what I had.
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying about the smoking thing in O'Connell Falls?
Yes.
Is that why they don't have pom pom girls? Because you can't hold two pom poms and a cigarette at the same time.
Basically, how did you?
They're all worried about melting the pom poms.
So is that where ashes we all fall down comes from?
I got suspended for 3 days over that.
Wow.
My dad was very upset. Yes.
I bet. I see doctors are standing by to take your call on that.
That's right.
I just got to go in the building.
Hey, did we get a text? Paul Hann and his band Annex at Eschwaben on Bowling Alley Saturday night.
Yep. No, you talked about that.
Oh, talk nice.
Yeah. I mean, they're a good band. We've played with them before at Celebrate De Pere. I remember that.
Oh,
that was fun.
I mean, you've opened for Pat Benatar. I mean, you're a big deal.
He's a heartbreaker.
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. Dream maker.
Tall
love ticker. Don't you mess around with me.
Tall, right. Tall drink of water, like that's, Dennis always says.
Yes. Such a sweet surprise.
All right. What else you got going on, Dennis?
Yes.
I want to talk about you all day.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right.
He'll be here next Friday, too.
And the Skyline. That's awesome. We got so much to talk about
next week with us.
All right.
So I know you guys all
love
know Len. So I wanted him to come to that special show.
I know the mayor's going to love Riviera Maya. He's going to love it.
Oh, you're going to miss my birthday, Jim. I'm very sad about
that's
that.
That's part of the reason why he's leaving.
Maybe that's it.
Eric.
Make sure you get that passport stamp.
He's like, I can't believe Chris. I don't want to see what Chrissy's going to be like on the day of her birthday. So
things might get a little crazy, but right. Yeah.
They might send you through customs without a passport stamp like they did me. I don't know what that means. Move to the back of the bus.
It means you are special.
I thought so.
What do we got going on, Dennis?
As always, Marine Corps League Bingo at the Winnebago Detachment Marine Corps League on Sherman Road in Oshkosh every Friday. Average cost is about $30 per person, 7 to 10 p.m. And I always want to pimp that because they're my friends.
Pimp it.
Nice. Steph Tolov is at the Skyline Comedy Club.
Nice.
In Appleton, and she's funny.
Very funny.
All shows are available. There's more coming, but we'll talk about that after the break, or we won't. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We got to set it a quick break. Back after this.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Our last half hour here, this is kind of like Dennis's segment, Dennis's personal segment, where he has a great time talking to fellow musicians.
Yeah. Lucky for us. Aren't we swell?
What do you got today, buddy?
On the phone, by the way, I sent him back. Billy Grisak is going to join us. He's on the phone with us, which is awesome. And we're texting back and forth, which we shouldn't be doing, but out of safety's sake, I sent him back home. He got to Kakon. I said, buddy, I'm a little ahead of you, heading towards freedom. And it's just bad. There were so many cars in the ditch at that point. I just, out of concern for my brother, I didn't want him to freak and be full of anxiety getting here and on all that. So I thought it'd be better for him to just go home, be comfortable, and get situated. And, well, let's see what happens.
Sounds fantastic.
Good advice.
Billy, how are you doing?
Hey. Well, I'm doing great now. Like, my heart's not in my throat. My hands aren't like white knuckles, so I'm doing a lot better.
Glad to hear that, brother. Yeah, I'm glad we had that talk earlier, man, because that was on my conscience the whole way. So I'm glad you're in a safe place, theoretically speaking.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's okay, but I'm kind of bummed. I was really looking forward to seeing you guys and meeting Christy and Jim. Is Jim there?
I am, Billy. We'll get you back up here anytime.
Absolutely.
You want. I hear great things about you.
So Mr. Mayor and I, we have a heck of a history together, don't we?
We do. We
Ooh,
do.
I didn't tell know
us.
This.
Tell us.
You've gotten a couple of awards. You've got an award, right? Didn't I give you an award? I think I did for...
Yeah, well, actually, so for those of you that don't know who I am or what I am, so my name's Billy, and a lot of people know me around here way back as Billy Zach. I had a big rock band. And then I switched to children's music, and I became Mr. Billy. And
we booked him a lot.
Mr. Yeah. Mayor was an integral part of Launching Echoes. I was part of the Reggie White school, the business school, back then.
Right, the urban program. And it was fun to introduce you because you sure connected with those kids right away. And you know, with the whole Kids Day and celebrating the youth in our community, you were a big part of that too.
I remember Mr. Billy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally. God, yeah. I've been a lot of events you were at doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a small world after all.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did that one, but yeah, he did.
and we actually had Mr. Billy Day in 2001 or 2002. You proclaimed it Mr. Billy Day. It was great. It was a great run. I did full time. I did the kids music thing for about almost 15, 20 years.
Wow.
And in that time I literally played from New York to California and hit like all the states and, did 29 albums for kids, believe it or not.
Yep. Wow. I remember seeing all those. I remember seeing a lot of those. So that's quite a market. I mean, people got to identify country. You know, usually it's the genre, but you really went out an age market and that caught fire.
Yeah. And what I did was I found a niche in a niche because, you know, we have a really wonderful children's singer in Green Bay that was established doing like folk music. And since I'm a classic rock guitar player, like our friend, Mr. Classic Rock Dennis there, you know, I wanted to actually do rock music and classic rock for kids, which hadn't at that point been done yet.
Cool.
And it really took off. So, I mean, I would play, you know, with electric guitars and big amplifiers and drums back before people started doing that. But what I tried to do is I tried to make music that parents didn't hate and the kids would like. They didn't mind listening to it, you know?
Great idea.
So a lot of Mr. Billy stuff sounds like, you know, the Beatles, the Stones, Van Halen. It's rock music. But instead of singing about classic rock themes, we'd sing about dinosaurs, you know?
That's awesome.
Dinosaurs and rock. It's just natural.
Absolutely. But 29 albums, I don't care what kind of music you're putting out, that's a lot of work to do 29 albums.
Yeah, and actually 2012 was like the peak of the whole Mr. Billy thing. I did this project. I called 12 CDs in 12 months in 2012, and I wrote, recorded, released an entire CD a month for a year. That was insane.
Wow.
And you've never been the same since.
Oh, man.
No, that's seriously true.
How does a guy do that? How does a guy do that?
Well, for one thing, I got into mobile recording. This is a true story. I actually recorded an entire album in the back seat of a moving PT Cruiser between Wisconsin and Wyoming.
Wow. Okay.
You get really creative.
That's awesome.
I've never heard of something like that before. I didn't even want to ask how or why. My gosh, incredible.
Like I said, you get really creative. I record it in the most unusual places. I mean, I would record like in the green room. Like I always have portable recording equipment. Yeah. I was doing tracks like, you know, waiting in line at the drive-through. It was crazy stuff, man, I'll tell you. Thing a lot of people don't know about me and my family is my family's been in the music business since 1917. That's our family business.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so my grandfather, I'm from New Jersey. I tell people I'm from New Jersey. You probably can't tell.
You don't sound like it.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, knock it off. We got Billy
on. Let's let Billy talk here for a minute. Hey, go ahead, Billy.
I'm sorry.
Yo, I'm talking here. Can you hear us talking?
Exactly. Okay. I said I'm sorry.
We're busting my beans.
You know what? That was one of the real problems I had when I first came to Wisconsin. I talked way too fast. There, I talked, right? Don't even ask me to get you a glass of water, okay?
Water. So, nice try.
Yeah.
Water. You Wisconsinized that pretty well, my friend.
Yeah, I got introduced to the bubbler, which is a whole other story. Yeah. But.
Hey, tell me more about 1917 and the legacy.
Yeah. So my grandfather started out in 1917 in Philadelphia. He was a big band leader, and he did that for a living. And then he had two kids, and one of them was my dad, who went on to become a semi-famous jazz musician. And he worked with
Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, used to write the charts and for Rosemary Clooney's big band.
Ooh.
And stuff. And then, and my mom was a singer. And then they had me and my sister. And then I was like the black sheep of the family. I wanted to play rock and roll. So they were all like jazz musicians, and like I wanted to rock. So that was interesting. And my first band was me, my father, my mother, and my grandfather. So me and my father, my mother, and my grandfather. Yeah, that was my first band, which I thought was pretty cool.
Was it a jazz band?
Yeah, it was like jazz standards, and we play like, you know, weddings and socials and stuff like that. And I started doing that and getting paid for it at 12 years old.
Oh.
So I'm actually celebrating my 50th year in the music business this year.
Congrats. You deserve it. You've worked
That's
hard.
That's amazing.
Hey, so let's fast forward. You want to talk a little bit about that? Because I just want to know what you're doing now. I mean, I haven't seen you in, I don't know, 6-7 years. And I just always liked you, and I always liked what you did for the community. And, yeah, I knew you were going to make it big. What are you doing now?
Well, I still do kids shows, but we don't necessarily call it Mr. Billy anymore. What ended up happening was when my kids got a little bit older, they both play instruments, and they actually started doing shows with me.
Wow.
And
big and tall.
That more, and then sadly, my daughter kind of well, she passed away, so she that was bad, but. My son still plays with me now, and we've actually changed the name from Mr. Billy being a kid's thing, and it's called Big and Tall now, because I'm big, he's tall, we're big and tall. And and what we do, and Dennis has seen this, yeah. It's we call it an acoustic power duo. So right. It's an acoustic guitar that's hot rodded, and he plays this box. It's called a cajon, but he plays it like a cross between Animal from the Muppets and Keith Moon.
Okay? And he has the hair to match. So, we played together. Yeah, we played a show together in Ripon a couple
of
years ago.
Have you ever heard anybody sound like that?
Oh, my gosh. He wails on that thing. No wonder he had heat exhaustion that day. And we played in Ripon together a couple of years back with the Glam Band and you. And, yeah. Man, I felt so bad for both of you guys. You played a long set, too, without a break.
Todd's got
absolutely,
a question.
Yeah.
Todd's got a question here. Todd?
Oh, I think he wants to. He's ready for a song. He's all excited
Billy
about
sing
it.
Something.
I was just like, hey, can we? I'd love to hear something.
Yeah, well, you're talking about this great stuff. Can we hear some of it, buddy?
Well, here's what I did today. I thought this was going to be ironic.
Don't you think?
Because it's spring, right? Spring. And now we got a freaking blizzard, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought, what would be more ironic than doing an iconic summer song, okay? And this song was originally in a movie from the 1940s called The Wizard of Oz. And in the 80s, a Hawaiian gentleman named Iz re-recorded it, and it became associated with summer and Hawaii. And so I could do some of it or all of it for you here. And I have the ukulele. See, I actually didn't want to bring the guitar because of the weather, so I threw a ukulele in a bag. I was going to play the ukulele today. So you got that? Can you hear that?
That sounds great.
Ukuleles can take punishment better than guitars can, that's for sure.
You got it. So this is probably the biggest requested Big and Tall song that we have. We usually close the night with it and sing along or do whatever you do. Here we go. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, a land that I heard of once in a long time. Oh, someday over the rainbow, the birds fly, birds fly. Why can I, up there I wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds and fall behind, see where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you'll find me, somewhere
the blue and the dream that she had to you. Dreams really do come true. Oh, 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 oh.
Like it. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Little summertime music for the
nice.
All right, thank all right, Mr. Bates.
It was almost like listening to it because it's over the phone, almost like listening to it on a gramophone.
It sounded right, like,
right? Like an old record player.
Yeah, it sounded like vinyl. Right. Yeah, it did.
It did. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I knew it had a different sound.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. Was like, man, that sounds like vinyl.
Got
that's
a little beautiful. Bit of the, I love your, yeah. At the end of all, yeah. That's the only thing I could.
With flair, man. With flair.
With flair.
That's great, Billy.
So, Billy, where do we see you?
Currently you don't see me anywhere right now. To be honest, I've had some health issues the last couple of years, and I'm actually getting ready to have a procedure done on my heart. And so this year I'm kind of taking a sabbatical from performing, and I'll be coming back with a vengeance next year. And I'm actually recording my first album. This will be like album of like probably what, 33rd, 34th album altogether. But it's the first one I'm actually releasing with my own name, because it used to be Billy Zach or Mr. Billy. And if anybody wants to find out where I'm at, you can go to either Big and Tall Band or Mr. Billy or BillyGryzak.com. It all goes to the same page. You can have links to my music and stuff until I get back out there and hit the road. But I'd love to come in the studio, maybe even bring Will with me and do a Big and Tall thing.
We'd
sometime.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime. You go get healthy.
Just talk to Dennis. He'll arrange it.
You're more than That's welcome
so cool,
here.
Man. I'm so excited. I'm sorry I'd be there today, but... thanks to the miracle of technology.
Right.
We did the right thing by keeping you home, brother.
Yeah.
Yep. Just get healthy and get in here, okay?
Yeah. All right,
you guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for joining us.
We're going to set a quick break. Back with more with Dennis from the Glam Band. Back after this. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor and Dennis. Great having him on, Dennis. Good idea. Yep. Great work.
Good guy.
I wish him the best of health, and when he's ready to come back in the studio, let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
And he and his son, you know, Big and Tall, they're awesome together.
I mean, they've grown so. I remember. I'm sure I took my daughter to the mall that the mayor knocked down. In the big atrium, did a big thing, about 500 kids were there.
Too soon?
Is that in the song, too?
We didn't get that in the lyrics.
Oh, no.
That's going to be in the album notes someplace.
When the walls come crumbling down.
Yeah.
We've been asked, by the way, to have the lyrics posted someplace, so we will do that. We'll get it on the Facebook page. And also,
instant classic, for real.
Thank you, buddy.
That is great.
And now at number one.
We want to do a Casey Kasem type thing one day.
That'll be great. Can you imagine that?
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, man.
Like, just take one of the years really like and take, like, 10 songs or something?
Sure.
Could we do that, Todd?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Dennis,
maybe next.
That,
maybe though. We'll do it next week when Jim's gone.
Okay.
We'll set aside a half hour.
Okay. Week of July 1983. You know, here you go. You can't miss it.
July 1983.
Use your long distance dedication.
So who were your guys growing up like in high school? And who, you know, I mean.
Who were my guys?
I mean, I was a big Neil Diamond guy. I was Johnny Cash guy. Those kinds of things.
Elton John.
For me, my first influences were probably, I got to think about this. The Hollies.
Oh, yeah.
Were big. The Beatles for sure.
Rod Stewart.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Maggie May was
big. That was
first song ever made out to.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, in the back of a
snot
truck.
On her. Okay, we're not going to go
there. It's a long story.
Like Dennis, it's all right. Very, very long and stretchy story.
So I heard Deep Purple on the radio for the first time.
Is that the one about when my nose was running?
Yes. Better catch it.
That's what I was referencing. Yeah.
I'm like, hey, hang on, I gotta wipe this off here.
Anyway, back to Dennis.
Yeah.
So you know things like that. A lot of stuff. B.J. Thomas was big on the radio all the time back in the day.
He actually had. I mean, everybody knows Raindrops, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
He had some other songs on his album that were really good, really well written, like serious songs.
Yeah, he was very underrated. Mac Davis too. I kind of put them in the same category, even though slightly different genres, but they were on radio all the time.
I want to say B.J. Thomas had one about a guy in Vietnam and his girlfriend, whatever, and that. I mean, he wrote some really, you know, it wasn't just the sugary pop, you know, Raindrops. He read some good stuff.
And he went out of his way to try and make sure people knew that, too, that it wasn't just a pop star. He had a lot of depth to his music.
Yeah.
And he really did.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if he got that through.
I hear you.
I hear you.
I agree with you.
Yeah, the customer's always right.
You know
what?
I think of the video of Catherine Ross riding on the handlebars of Paul Newman's bike with that thing. But you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, the customer's always right when it comes to that. Right. But for sure. You know, there's so many back in the day. I mean, Linda Ronstadt, before she broke.
Tell me you didn't have a crush on her.
Who didn't?
Everybody.
ABBA.
Oh, man.
You know, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. I almost moved to Sweden.
I was ready to drive. just thinking about it now. Think about
how
it.
How do they hold up over the years?
They don't call me Buzzkill for nothing, people.
They're actually touring, but
the last tour.
It's not. They're not actually live. It's holograms of them that go out on tour now.
They just finished their last tour.
No. I have no idea what you mean.
I'm serious.
Yes.
There's a show.
Kiss is doing it now.
Yep. Holograms actually go out and perform on stage.
Yep. It's a thing.
It's like Star Trek.
Getting beamed up.
So do people go to an arena?
Yeah. Right. You pay concert prices to see, AI.
I don't know where I've been. Yeah. I've never heard of anything like this.
And like you said, Kiss just
started doing it. You bet. Yep. Others,
wow.
There's others. Yep.
Yeah.
So think about this, guys. We could hologram you guys at any moment.
Yeah.
I believe Donna Summers got something going on now, too, if I'm not mistaken. I mean,
Donna Summers?
I believe so. There's most artists that have passed on.
Can I just say one thing?
I think
Donna Summers, what pops in your mind?
Ooh.
Love to love you, baby.
There you go. Yeah, that's it.
MacArthur's Park.
Love to love you, baby.
I made that song before too, but not in this room.
Love to love you, baby.
Jeez, MacArthur's Park is her big song.
No, it's
there's
not.
So many.
Was it
so
MacArthur's
many.
Park? Oh, for sure, that's her number one song. Donna Summers.
Really? Was it?
I don't know.
Hot stuff was big.
Remember?
Yeah.
She works hard for the money. Those were all just.
Last Dance was good.
Yeah, those are all just.
On the radio.
That's right. She had a bunch. She didn't do MacArthur's Park.
They had no depth, those songs. That's just
MacArthur's Park is Melting in the Rain, that one? Yeah. She did that?
Yeah.
All right.
She was a young mother at the time, too.
Doing all that.
Love to love you, baby.
He doesn't sing on pitch. That's okay. Go ahead.
Love to love you, baby.
See, Dennis does. That's okay.
All right.
Bringing the noise.
John, does that just come natural?
No.
Did you have to work on that?
Yes.
Being tone deaf? Does that come natural?
Yes. No. That also takes work.
Hey, your plane's ready to board.
Look, it's snowing outside.
Now boarding gate 11.
Mayor Schmidt, please come to the gate immediately. Mayor Schmidt,
your
please come
is waiting
to the gate.
For
bring
you.
Your passport and your playbook.
Exactly.
Got that all squared away.
Wow. Lola Falon. Remember Lola Falon?
Sure.
Minnie Riperton.
Oh, yeah.
La, 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 la,
when I sing that song, there's people in my life that hate it when I do.
You do that song?
Oh, all the time.
No kidding.
All the time.
I never saw that.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
It drives people in my small circle of trust crazy.
Oh,
they
man.
Hate it.
Oh, I didn't know what I was going to ask you. It was something that they brought up.
Customer's always right.
That's right.
I say they hate it. They
just do like the Dave Chappelle thing. You're getting paid whether you stick around or not. One quick question for you. He mentioned about your guitar playing. You guys were talking a little bit about electric. Do you play guitar during their show, or do you just sing?
Look at these hands.
Okay.
Facebook Live, look at. Smell like cabbage, like a carny. Come on now. Now, I broke this in places. Look at that big old lump right there.
Oh, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Your wrist.
Had a big fall when I was 12, so it's difficult. I can play a few chords.
Okay, that's what I was just wondering.
I'm more of a percussionist. Grew up playing trumpet.
Oh, okay.
So I learned how to read music playing the trumpet.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're a little well-rounded. What have you got coming up this weekend?
Yeah. We are at Rothschild. We're playing at Banter. They have an 80s prom this week, so there's people getting their prom dresses.
You guys are perfect for that.
That will be fun.
It's interesting. I mean, I would think more of a pop would be ideal, but, you know, 80s rock, we'll make it happen. It's going to be great. Smiles all around.
Nice.
And then next week we'll be at Epic. We'll talk about that with Eric. We'll be back in the studio. Decades will be in.
That's going to be phenomenal.
Can't wait for everybody to meet these kids. They inspire me, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you, they're so excited. It's mind-boggling.
Oh, indeed.
Just being at the rehearsal was just so cool.
I wish I'd made it last week.
It's plenty of bush light around.
I'm in the middle of selling my house, so it's just crazy. And I also want to thank Midwest Restorations once again for helping me make the house sale even possible. I'm not trying to... Just being honest, without them, I wouldn't have been able to pull it off.
Unreal. So, good guys. Great guys.
Ryan and the whole crew there, thank you.
Oh, this was a great song, too. Great song. Dennis, can't tell you how much we appreciate having you here and enjoy
it. Pleasure.
We love this segment. Love the musicians you bring in. Keep it rocking. It's all yours. You own it.
You're the best, bro.
You got it, brother.
Enjoy your vacation.
Have a good time, Jim.
You'll love it.
All right. I hope you listen to the song on the beach.
Oh, I will.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Green Bay women. Go Wisconsin Badgers. Go Marquette. Fun time of year.
Go spring.
Go spring. Right. Absolutely.
In one of our best, most honest listeners, Dave, this is for you and John.
This song?
No. He loves it when we say,
I was.